Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday. It is Tuesday, horny. It is Tangeray Tuesday. Y'all know I'm slurping it down. I'm slurping it down, my darlings. Yes, I am. Listen, get my gin and tonic, baby. Get my gin and tonic set up the bar. You know what I'm saying. It's October 18, 2022, 9 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West, after the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Kuan Patani. Kuan Patani. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. We have Gumba Gold, which is natural vanilla, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum, my darling. Listen, y'all do me a little favor while you're on Facebook. You know, we on Facebook all day long. Use keyword Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow, and I will greatly appreciate it. Listen, I got some hot music for you on tonight, my darlings. I can't sing too much because I have not had a lesson. Listen, I ain't been to no lessons, oh my God, in about 3 weeks. So listen, my lungs is tired, her voice is tired, everything is tired on mama. Now listen, but I got some super bad news back. Woo! I got independent artists, Fill the Void. Y'all check this out. Where is the music being heard, y'all? Where is it being heard? Come on, internet, come on. Come on. All right. People all over the world is listening. I got some super bad music by independent artist Phil DeVoe. Listen, he is real smooth. His music is real smooth. Yes, it is. This is the music salute for independent artist Phil DeVoe. Listen, before I get into the music, his song is called Indifference. And let me give you a little bio and backstory on Phil DeVoe. And listen, y'all, this has really just been sticking me for the last couple of days. You know, I had somebody on the show earlier last week, and I said, your music puts a stamp on time that is forever. You know what? Because time never runs out, and time is forever. So when you put out a song, you know, it never gets old, it never dies. And so for some reason, it really just is sticking and resonating with me. And you know what? I'm going to play his song, which is Indifference. It got a really, really, really smashing, great song, and I love it. And you guys are going to get a chance to hear it. And listen, something really has really been rejuvenated within me when it comes to music and music being a step on time and forever, music being forever. Now listen, then the reason being because, you know, my record label was back in, Jesus Christ, 2008, So listen, AWM Incorporated, which stands for Abundant Waters Management. I had a couple of guys on the label, really, really talented. You're going to hear one of them tonight. Really, really talented guys. You know what I'm saying? Listen. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because this was way back in 2008. And my God, we're in 2022. You hear me? We're in 2022. And so much happened. So much happened down through the years. And I'm telling you, it is never too late. So listen, it is never too late to push and promote whatever you have. So listen, the guys went in different directions. You're going to hear Jay Sounds music. You're going to hear Dan Wallace. Well, not tonight. Tonight you're going to hear Marino. And I put out a song back in 2012, Reclaim the Generation. And listen, I never ever promoted it. You know why? Because I was so busy helping everybody else. Listen, and this is the God having truth. I wrote the song. I had the lyrics, and it was something that was really in my heart and my soul about reclaiming the generation, because I'm one of those persons that love to see people really use their talent to the best of their ability. So listen, I wrote Reclaim the Generation. Right? And so I never promoted it. I ended up was promoting everybody else and pushing everybody's music so hard, pushing Jay Sound, pushing Jay Stone, pushing Dan Wallace, pushing Marino, pushing those guys and getting them back then on the radio, you know, before streaming became so big. And so listen. I said, you know what? It's never too late. And so they're still on the label. I said, you know what? I did one promotion on my song, Reclaim the Generation, right? Did one promotion, and in about 2 weeks now, it's been 2 weeks, I have 2,000 monthly listeners. I said, see, it never gets old. Your music never gets old. When it's good, it's good. When it's good, it's good. It's not like it's going to get dusty and die somewhere. No, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So listen, I want you guys to hear the song. It's called Indifference by indie artist Phil DeVoy. The name of the song is Indifference. Now, listen, he grew up in a musical family. Phil DeVoy, he grew up in a musical family. He has experienced a vivid musical past, experimenting and with keyboards at the early age of eight. So listen, he's been around music a long, long time, experimenting with keyboards since the early age of eight, organically led him into picking up the guitar at age 16, handed to him by his older brother. It's from that point that he really started to connect to the realm of music. And it did not take too long before he was even further drawn into the world of composing, arranging, and writing songs. So listen, the name of the song is Indifference, and I love it. I thought I was going to play it earlier, but I'm getting a chance to play it right now, which is phenomenal and great. So listen, I want you guys to check out this song, Indifference. So listen, here we go. Check it out. Thank you. You know, you feel like you're on vacation. At least I do. When you listen to great music like that, Indifference, you feel like you're on vacation. I just feel like I took a Caribbean vacation, and I love it. I love it. I love it. Listen, and those individuals who, and I hear music like this all the time, not like that song, but you know what I'm saying, instrumental. I love instrumental pieces. When you're riding, when you're taking a ride with someone, and you're with someone, they play jazz. I love to, and I enjoy jazz. When I'm going somewhere and someone is driving and they have jazz being played on their radio, I love that because it's relaxing. It gets you to calm down. You know what I mean? You can really get into vibe, especially with jazz music. You know, you can really get in your zone. If you're reading something, if you're studying, it relaxes you. You get to unwind a little jazz. You know what I'm saying? So listen. I got some more great music for you. This one is Marino. And let me tell you something about, before I get into Marino's song, it's called So Alive. Listen, with independent artist Phil DeVoid and Indifference, his music, you know, it is phenomenal, and it scratches. It's just like a rubber band. It's just like this. It goes from one continent to the other. Listen, I'm sitting here broadcasting live from the Windy City in Chicago, right? And I get to feel like I'm in the Caribbean. And so that is the rubber band effect, baby, because you can feel like you're in the Caribbean while I'm sitting right here in the Windy City. Now, listen, this song is called So Alive. This is Marino. Take a listen to this. So Alive. That is So Alive, So Alive by Mike Marino. Marino, I love that song. Love his voice. I love everything about that song. Listen, let me tell you something. He's singing about a young lady that makes him feel so alive. When they were apart, it was just like it was a dagger going through his heart. Woo, my Lord Jesus. Now, you know, that's some real love. That's a real love. Listen, let me tell you something. And then he says the sound of her voice, the touch of her hand makes him feel so alive. Let me tell you something. Listen, y'all know Mama is a trained life coach. Okay, I'm not just spitting stuff up out of my mouth. Okay? Now, listen, I was trained by Monique Carradine. She was a reporter and a journalist for Fox 32 News here in the Windy City. She's no longer there. I was trained years ago. I got my certification and my paper from her, and she's living in Hawaii. Having a great time. Now, listen, I got that out of the way. Now, listen, let me tell you something. So alive, you need to be doing whatever it is. So listen, this is the thing about purpose. I love talking about purpose. I guess I'm just bored to talk about purpose. I talk about purpose all the time. Listen, whatever you're doing in this lifetime, if it does not make you feel so alive, that ain't your purpose, baby. You know, that's so easy to figure out. That's so easy to dissect and figure out and break down. Listen, so do the thing that makes you feel good. Do the thing. I'm talking about within reason. I'm not talking about some crazy stuff. So let's stay focused, people. Come up out of your crazy place. So listen, do the thing. When you do the one thing that you love doing, when you do the one thing, this is the thing here. This is the key. This is the key, people. Listen, let me tell you something. When you do something that you feel so good doing and you're really great at it, you're talented at it, and it makes you feel so alive, guess what, honey? Everything comes into alignment. This is how you bring things into balance. This is how you bring things into alignment. This is how. Listen, this is the magic key, and this is the golden buzzer. This is the golden buzzer moment. This is how you bring your life into balance. This is how you bring everything into alignment. When you, it's like the decks. When you have cards, it's like when you're building a house of cards, right? And it always falls down. When you're trying to build that house of cards, everything always falls down. It all falls down. You know what I'm saying? But listen, when you take the deck of cards and you really meticulously place every card in the perfect place, and you get that house of cards up there, and it doesn't fall down. Everything is in balance. Everything is in alignment because it's what? You took your time and meticulously placed every card in the place that it needs to be to keep everything standing up. And guess what? You feel so alive in that moment that you did it. You built that house of cards. It didn't fall down. And you what? You feel so alive. You feel so damn good because you're doing your purpose. And let me tell you something. When you do your purpose and everything gets into balance and everything gets into alignment, guess what happens? The universe opens multiple doors for you. You get to walk through and be in places that you never dreamed you would be in your entire life. Listen, I am telling you, not only with finances, listen, you will have the opportunity to serve other people. You have the opportunity to bless other people. Because what? It is about blessing other people. We're not here on this planet, on this earth, just to take up space. We're supposed to be serving people. We're supposed to be helping people, right? That is the thing. You know, we serve God. We do kingdom business, right? And we do that by what? Helping other people, serving other people. And I'm telling you, everything will go into balance. You have multiple opportunities to bless other people, and you will be blessed tremendously when you come in balance and come in alignment, and you feel so alive doing that one thing that is your purpose that you were born to do. All right, now that is the golden buzzer. That's the golden buzzer. Listen. That is it. I am pretty much up out of time up in here. It's been a stout cold blast. And I am telling you, go forth and do that thing that you were born to do, and you will never, ever look back, my darlings. You'll never, ever look back. Listen, I got to get on up out of here. Guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Kaneez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and